On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 28, Mbombela 30, Johannesburg 26 grade.
Out in Midrand, there is a crash just before New Road causing very, very slow moving traffic.
Nasionale Polisiekommissaris Fanny Masemola sal vandag die families van die Attridgeville massaskiet voorval besoek. 12 mense saterdag dood nadat het gewapende mans 'n onwettige shebeen by die Soulsville koshuis besorm het. Cliff Shiko berig.
General Fanny Masemola is expected to brief the families this afternoon on police investigations following the fatal shooting. On the fateful day, the assailants shot 25 people, killing 12, including 3 children. 13 others were wounded. The latest shooting highlights the prevalence of illegal liquor outlets in townships. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Attridgeville, Pretoria.
Die Forum for South Africa doen intussen 'n beroep op President Cyril Ramaphosa om dringend 'n referendum te oorweeg oor die herinstelling van die doodstraf vir doelbewuste moorde in die land. Dit volg nadat Saterdag se massaskietvoorval in Attridgeville
This horrific incident is a direct attack on community safety and human life. We call on government, SAPS and community structures to intensify crime prevention operations, shut down illegal establishments and restore law and order in Soulsville and across the country.
En ander nuus, afgevaardiges sê het begin aankom vandag een van die ANC se nasionale algemene raad in Boksburg. Dit vind plaas te midde van groeiende besprekings oor die party se leierskap opvolgingsplan vir die volgende ANC konferensie in 2027. En Sassie Magobo berig.
Council will examine progress on party's renewal, the effectiveness of government programs including local government interventions as well as economic priorities and ongoing socio-economic reconstruction efforts. ANC spokesperson Matlengi Pengumutiri outlines the key areas of focus for today's program.
Top of the agenda today is the political overview that will be presented by the president where he opens the NGC.
Meanwhile, outside the venue, some staff members have staged a picket over unpaid salaries. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Boksburg.
Die kommissaris van die grensbestuursowerheid, Michael Masiapato, waarskei reisigers om nie misdaad by Suid-Afrikaanse grensposte te pleeg nie. Hy hou vol, hulle sal opgespoor en in hegtenis geneem word. Hy sê verbeterde wetstoepassingsoperasies begin hierdie Woensdag en sal tot Januarie volgende jaar voortduur.
With the kind of technology we will then be enhancing its presence, we will definitely be able to detect individuals and ultimately get them arrested. During the exit leg in particular, the corridor becomes very much central in as far as its full monitoring as well as ensuring effective traffic flow towards the port of entry.
Nog nies uit die buitenland Pakistan en Afghanistan was die naweek in aanvalle langs sul grens betrokke. Die hernieuwde konflik volg daar nadat vredesgesprekke op 'n dooiepunt geëindig het. En president Donald Trump van Amerika sê dis duidelik dat sy Oekraïense ambtsgenoot Volodymyr Zelensky nie gereed is om die vredesvoorstel te aanvaar nie. Gesprekke tussen die twee lande se onderhandelaars het die naweek in Miami geëindig met onopgeloste vrae oor sekuriteitswaarborge. Ek Chanel September, meer nuus om 1 uur.
Hallo Chanel.